2018 has been referred to as the year of the women. There was a surge of women candidates who ran for office nationally and locally and won. I'm just kind of curious what stood out to you as far as that election cycle here in Illinois.
I agree. It was the year of the woman for sure. The women, plural. Thankfully and gratefully, you know, women just decided they were not going to take it and they're going to run and they're going to win and they're going to protect women's rights both here at home and in Washington, D.C.
Do you think that we've lost any momentum since then?
No, I actually think the momentum keeps building. I'm hearing so much talk about the 2020 elections already. Every day there's a new attack from the Trump administration. I think people have moments of being wary, but I think the momentum is just going to keep building.
One of the other things that kind of stood out from last year, at least here in Illinois, was the passage of the Equal Rights Amendments. So that was a very large moment in our state's history, but there's still not a constitutional guarantee for gender equality. So I'm kind of curious what that fight is going to look like moving forward.
It was a wonderful historic correction that needed to be made here in Illinois after 1982. And then moving forward now, we need one more state. There's been some movement in Virginia and it stopped, unfortunately, and it's been now popping up in other states. So here again, it's all about momentum. And I think there's a new generation of women and of feminists who are engaged in this and see that it is absolutely essential that women have constitutional equality.
International Women's Day is an opportunity to not only celebrate the progress that we made, but also to acknowledge some of the areas where we could be doing better. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think here in Illinois, with Governor Pritzker, we're seeing movement from the start of his administration with raising the minimum wage, which is a huge issue for women. And we need to pass salary history equal pay legislation. There's legislation pending already to expand anti-sexual harassment laws and to protect choice here in Illinois as compared to the states around us. You know, paid family leave. There's many, many things we still have to keep pushing forward. We had several laws passed last year go into effect, expanding the anti-stalking laws and expansion of services to help rape victims. Those kind of things we've seen in the wake of the Me Too movement.
So one of the kind of criticism of the women's issues movement is that it can not always be the most inclusive space. So women of color, transgender
Absolutely.
Women, gay women. Yeah, can you kind of talk about how we work to correct that?
Well, I think the whole issue of intersectionality is crucial from the legislation we work on to our elections and the candidates we endorse. It has to be a part of everything we do. Every person in this state, no matter where they live, every woman, every person who's vulnerable, every person that's marginalized deserves their basic human rights. That should always be our message.
So I think the last question I have is looking forward to the 2020 elections, both on a state level and a national level. What do you think some of the biggest women's issues are going to be?
Well, I think it'll be a lot of the same issues that we're kind of dealing with here in Illinois. There is a huge threat to Roe, both within the Supreme Court and legislation that's moving through the courts now from different states that would gut Roe. And especially now the threat to the gag rule, the threat to Title IX, you know, keeping women from getting all the medical information they should be getting from their doctors, you know, economic rights, civil rights. These will be these huge overriding issues going into the 2020 elections.